guys like the Bachelor Nation, Haunted Real Connections, and y'all believe that curses are real? I think they're only real if you believe in them. Or are they? Wait till you hear, is this a religion? Proceed with caution. I repeat, proceed with caution. Okay, so this is supposedly a curse poem that is called Tomino. It's a Japanese urban legend. I might say it wrong, so I may not have a poem that supposedly heals anyone who recites it out loud. You might recognize this from the movie Conjuring. The Crooked Man, who is the Crooked Man? That's not the poem. That's weird. What was that?
Something fell over there, over in that corner.
Huh?
What
fell?
I don't know what fell, but I heard it.
That's weird. I haven't even started this poem. Okay, that's weird. You guys heard that, I hope. You know, I have a microphone. So in this world, there are like things that are you should never say out loud. Or, like I say, only if you believe in it, like good or bad. It's like law of attraction, what you put out there. On whether you believe it or not, it will manifest, right? So, up to you. See, it's just weird. It's happened already. I haven't even started this poem. It's called Tom Noodles Hill, which is one of them. And according to the lesson, if you read it out loud, the poem, disaster will strike. So, at best, if you feel very ill or injure yourself, at worst, you may even die. So, I don't know if I should recite this or not. Maybe not this time, but maybe when I feel confident enough, I will probably try to recite. I'm starting to get nervous. I already thought things happen. I don't know what fell.
I don't either. Is there anything on the floor over there?
Huh?
On the other side of your chair, is there anything on the side, other side? By the table?
I don't see anything in that.
That's weird.
Okay. I got you spunk already.
Yeah.
What about you?
La la la.
Then you should be my host.
La la la.
Oh lordy.
Nope. La la la.
What, I dare myself. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
You guys love me, I hope. Not so much. Anyway, I think I might read. I think. I don't know. But, yeah, this is creepy. I already hear things happening, and I haven't even, like, said the whole poem. It's like, I just read the title, and my eyes are watering. Like I say, I don't really believe in curses, you know? It's like, once you believe in it, it's like, things will happen. Because you expect it to happen, you know? You can also view this particular poem, if you want to view it on video, either in a Japanese form or in English, right? So, nobody dared this, and I was daring myself, unless I shit myself already. And, I'm already experiencing weird things, so. Like I said, proceed with caution with this episode. I'm already experiencing some weird paranormal shit here. So, you know, I'm gonna just fast forward. I'm gonna skip it this time. Maybe next episode, if I feel more brave enough, or if you feel brave enough, would you read the Tomino's Hell poem out loud? So, kids, don't follow my example. This is me serious, you know, if you believe in it. And, like I said, curses are only real if you believe in it. Alright, so upon reading this, someone even said that, this is from their notes here, this is like, once They ran the Domino's Hall on the air for an online radio show called Radio Urban Legends. At first, everything was normal, right? But gradually, their bodies, it became difficult to read, so it doesn't mess with your vision. And if you watch Brittany Crab, hey there, shout out to you, Brittany Crab, and watch her video, see what happens to her. Right, I'm a major fan of Brittany Crab, so shout out to you. I'm tripping myself. I really am tripping myself up. If I should dare to read it out loud, I mean, I've been reading it silently to myself. Half the time, which is quite strange, really strange. If you guys want the poem, my email is nicolejaspard884@yahoo.com. I had to change my email from Gmail to Yahoo, but it's weird going on, everybody. But this happened before, I just caught this, scary poem. On the hottest, scary poem, I guess, person man, I don't know. But, once they read half of it, you know, like, not even all the way through, they read half of it. And then, like, they broke down and threw it away. That's probably what I would do if I was printing out, but I'm actually reading it on my laptop. And the full version on my laptop, and I'm contemplating whether or not to read it out loud. If you guys want me to take that there, if you want me there, read it out loud for the next episode, maybe, just maybe, I might. Yeah, what the hell? I might. I'll wake up one day and say, what the hell? I'll do all the things that I'm afraid of, just face my fears and do it, right? As paranormal investigator, also, we have to face our fears and just head on to run like, I like to say, run like firefighters for the paranormal, right? We go into the places where everybody don't want to go. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's me. I'm weird. But anyway, and upon reading this letter, 2 days later, they got injured. Yeah, they got injured. And was left with 7 stitches. They didn't state whether or not where or how they got injured. But they just said, they just noted that they was left with 7 stitches. Interesting number. 7 stitches. Right? Alright. So, I did not want to think that this was just because of the poem, they said. Yeah, it should be a little bit of both because, the expectation. If you expect something to happen, it will happen. Just like, will you believe or not, curses are real. You know? Curses are only real if you believe in them. Right? So, same with anything else, like a cat's light. Get a bad, yin and yang, right? I'm gonna freaking get a tattoo with a yin and yang on my freaking arm, what do you think? So I keep saying that yin and yang. So, this might be a short podcast, but, however, if you guys want me to recite this Urban Legends scary poem, Domino's Tale out loud. Comment below when I share this first part one, okay? And maybe if I get enough likes or comments or whatever, maybe I'll just do it. So one time, I can tell you this, one time, I was scared to do the Bloody Mary ritual, right? And so I went in there, and I actually, the first time I tried Bloody Mary, I'm sure most of y'all would say Bloody Mary 3 times a mirror. Well, you're supposed to see something, right? But, Bloody Mary, I actually saw a form of her, like, popping out of, like, her grave. It's like, holy hell! This shit is real! Really, I don't know if it's because I'm gifted, because I'm also a medium, but maybe I saw something that I was supposed to see. But if you are gifted and you try to whistle, watch out. Learn from me, guys. Learn from me. So, maybe I'll read just a couple of lines tonight. I'll read a couple of lines and I say, maybe you guys want me to finish the poem. Comment below, like, comment, whatever. Do all that magic stuff. Just maybe I'll recite the entire poem in the next episode. Excuse my allergies. They suck like monkey balls. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so I'm going to recite the first two lines of this first poem. But I'm not. I repeat, I'm not going to finish it. I already have shit happened already. Okay, here goes. Ooh, pray for me. But it should, nothing should happen, right? If you don't believe in it. But I'm just like laughing. I'm trying to decide whether or not to proceed to even read the first two. But well, okay, I'll just read. Shut up, read it. I'm sure y'all are saying, shut up and read it. So, I'll shut up and read the first two lines. Alright? But I'm not going to finish reading it. Alright? Maybe I kind of didn't believe in the person, but I don't know. I'm a majority adult, okay? You should keep an open mind as well. Alright. Oh, here it goes. That was not the poem. Okay, I'm gonna read it word for word right now. Right now? Run roll! The older sister vomits blood. The younger sister spits fire. Huge domino spits treasure jewels. Stop! I'm gonna stop right there. So, I hope you guys are proud of me. I read the first two lines, I promise. And then, the next episode, we'll see if you guys dare me, we'll see. I don't know why I get myself into these things, but I read the first two lines of that poem that I read. I can feel like this one, and it's like my eyes started to water. That was weird. I had to use a cleaner to dab water. Like, that's weird. But I didn't even finish reading the poem. I just read the first two lines. Oh my, good gravy. But if you guys need some kind of adrenaline, don't do this shit. Please, don't do this shit. So, yeah, maybe, next time, if I get enough dares or nice to come, whatever, I'll read the entire cursed poem, Terminal Little Hell, right? Okay, guys, you have a wonderful evening. They say you have to don't do anything stupid, like read her poem like me. Alright, I hope you guys love me, and make sure to like, share this when I do share this on social media. You can usually find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. So, yeah, just Nicole Asperger, keep it simple as possible, and yeah, so all this comment on the link below and whatever, share this on my YouTube. Yeah, I didn't want to share any of the other copyright the music background, but I will add that gradually. So anyway, you have a great night, guys. And then until Jasper, keep it a spooky out.